Oh, this is Jill.
This is Casey, we're customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I am calling. There was a charge put on my account from Kohl's. I had gone into the Kohl's website and there was a link and it was $7.95. And I did that, but then there was also a charge that went to my account today for $67.32 that I didn't authorize.
Yes, ma'am. Could you please give me your last name?
Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N.
All right, and your first name, please, ma'am?
Jill.
Okay, ma'am, to verify I'm in the correct account, could you please give me your address?
1422 Monroe Avenue.
Okay, 1420, yes, ma'am.
Yep.
All right, please bear with me. My system is running super slow today, so I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that in advance.
Okay.
I do apologize, ma'am. I'm still waiting on it to load.
That's okay. Thank you.
I do apologize, ma'am. It is still loading. Please just bear with me.
That's fine. I appreciate you letting me know.
I do apologize, ma'am. I am still waiting on it to load. Please just bear with me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, here we go, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you remember on the 14th where you paid $7.95 and thought you were going to enter, win a cookware set or get a cookware set?
That's correct.
Okay, ma'am. What it is you're not the first one to call, but unfortunately, you're not getting the cookware set. What that was is you paid $7.95 to get 20 entries into a sweepstakes to win the cookware set. It states in the terms and conditions that if you do not cancel within 48 hours and you do not win off of that $7.95, it's going to charge you $67.32. And with that $67, what that does is instead of 20 entries, it takes you from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 500. If you don't win off of that and they have the contest again, they're going to put your name back in it again for the $67, and you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100 and so on basically until you win.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. No, I didn't authorize this charge at all. I authorized the $7.95. So So I need to get this charge of $67.32 reversed off of my account.
Now, I can help you get some money back, but I cannot give you a full refund, ma'am. I do apologize. The most we can do with sweepstakes is 50% back.
Well, but I did not authorize this. I authorized the $7.95. I did not authorize the $67.
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions, it states that if you do not cancel within the 48 hours, that it will charge you that. And since you hit accept for the terms and conditions, if you want to dispute it with your bank, you can, but they will come back and tell you that is the valid charge and they won't give you any money. Or if they have given you any money, they will take it back.
Okay, this is, what is the name of your company?
Online Factory Discount Connect.
Online Factory Discount Connect?
Yes, ma'am. We're an Online Factory Discount Connect gadget store. What that is we are an online store where you get gadgets at factory discount prices.
So how come it was charged on my account?
Now that, ma'am, I don't know.
That was a credit card. This is just ma'am. Get money back.
Okay, ma'am. Even our supervisors follow the same procedure, so the only most they'd offer you is 50% back on that $67 as well.
Yeah, well, that's not acceptable. So I need the full balance returned to my card.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. The most you can get back is the 50%.
Well, then let me have your supervisor tell me that because I'm not going to settle for that. This is a scam. And you guys are taking money from people, and so I made a mistake, and I accept the $7.95 because I made that error, but I will not accept the $67.32 charge on my account. So you need to either remove that full amount, or you need to let me talk to somebody who will. You guys are taking money from, you're taking money, not you personally, I know that this is just your job, that your company is taking money from people. If this was your card, you would want to get that refunded back. You know, I mean, I don't know how you can work for a company with that does this scamming people because it is what it is. It's a scam. So I need to talk to somebody in your company who can reverse that full amount. What is your name?
Casey, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, ma'am, again, that everybody follows the same protocols and procedures, and the most they will offer you is 50% back.
Okay, well, then let me talk to your supervisor's manager or whoever. I'll stay on the phone until I can get somebody.
Okay, ma'am, give me just a minute. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.